Now,
ladies and gentlemen,
get started. Broadcasting from the shores of the world's most beautiful beaches, this is the most talked about radio show in Bay County, the Brian Rust Morning Show, melting down snowflakes faster than a blowtorch and doing it with a smile. Now, here's Brian Rust on News Talk at 101.
All right, welcome back to hour number three of the show. Good morning, and thanks so much for waking up with us. And I want to keep calling it the midterm election. It's not. It's the municipal election. Midterm, municipal, it all starts with an M. What's the difference? But we are doing the interviews with different candidates, and the idea of this is to get you to get a little bit of an introduction to the candidates so you can go make up your mind as to who you want to elect. And I want to welcome to the show Joe Brown. Joe, this time around, you are running for the Lynn Haven Commission seat number one.
That's right, Brian. Thanks for having me this morning.
Absolutely. You know what? I think we need to change the names of all these things because they're too long of a name, and I get so confused. I can't figure out which one's commission, which one's councils. It's too much for me sometimes. It's too early in the morning. Yeah. So, Joe, let's talk about this a little bit. You know, for those that don't know who you are, tell everybody who you are and why you're running for this seat.
Okay, Brian. I am Joe Brown, and I kind of grew up in Bay County. Went to school at Bay High and Gulf Coast, and was away for a while, but I've got over 20 years worth of experience in city and county governments in several states. I have been active in Lynn Haven since moving back here. I've served 4 years on the Lynn Haven CRA Advisory Board and been chairman of that for the last 2 years. I've also served on the Bay County Affordable Housing Advisory Board for the last year as we look for some kind of solutions and new options for affordable housing in Bay County.
I'm sure that's going to get a lot of people asking some questions on that one.
I'm sure it will. And, you know, there have been a couple of big projects approved. The county has taken the lead in that. For a while, it was being run by the city of Panama City, and the county has taken it back over to give a more countywide approach to some of those things. So it's been fairly successful in the first year, getting first-time home buyers in, providing assistance for them. And there's also some projects going on for low-rent, low-income housing in a couple of areas of town.
Good deal. So, Joe, you are running for, obviously, the commission seat one in Lynn Haven, which, for those that don't know, that is the seat that Brandon Aldred is giving up. So there's three of you that are running for that one. Let's talk about the things that are the most important to you right now. What is the number one issue for you for that seat? What is your goal in that role?
Well, some of the things that I'm hearing from the people that I talk to, of course, are problems that basically every city in the county, I think, has with infrastructure and stormwater and those type of issues, which have been neglected for a long time. But now the city is making more of an effort to remedy those situations. I know the city has obtained about $10 million in grants in the last year or so to work with stormwater. They're actively doing projects, cleaning out ditches and things like that that have been neglected for far too long.
Yeah.
Now, we're always going to have a problem with stormwater and those type things just because of the geography of where we are. But some of the things like clearing the outfalls where the water runs back into the bay and all, they get full of silt and things like that. Efforts are being made to clean those out to kind of help with the outfall. A new product that they're testing in several areas of town, some of the ditches that are constantly having to be dug out and maintained, is it's a concrete carpet type product that they found at a trade show. You lay this material down, wet it up real good, and it's concrete, and you can fill in your ditches that way. You don't have to worry about going back to clean them out.
That's cool.
Grass and things like that. They've had inquiries after they debuted that a couple of months ago. From Tyndall, who was interested in maybe using that, and Eastern Shipbuilding had shown some interest and some others. So, kind of an innovative approach.
Yeah, that's definitely a big issue for Lynn Haven because, as we all know, unfortunately, the west part of from 77 west is a little bit lower than it probably should be. But you can't go back and redevelop that. So, you know, obviously going to have to figure a way out to get that taken care of. What else is a top of mind for you as a commissioner for Lynn Haven?
Well, one of the other things that I hear a lot from people is they're really ready to kind of get back to normal the way things were before Hurricane Michael as far as rebuilding the city.
Right.
We're getting close on some of those things. The new city hall will be finished hopefully by May if there's no more supply chain
problems. Good luck.
Was originally supposed to have been ready in February, but it's been pushed back a couple of months now. Our sports complex, we'll be having the grand reopening on that next week on March the 4th. Gives our kids, especially those in a little older age groups, a place to play ball that we hadn't had for 5 years.
Mm-hmm. And
when I ran for mayor 2 years ago, that was one of the complaints I heard from parents of older kids, that there was no place in Lynn Haven for their kids to play. They were having to go to Callaway or the beach or wherever to play. So we're really looking forward to that, and we've had real good response from kids wanting to play, probably a record number of kids this spring. The second phase of that project is going to be the gymnasium, which will be complete later this year, and mm-hmm. the city has entered into a partnership agreement with the Boys and Girls Club on that to provide some after-school programs for boys and girls through the club that we hadn't had in that part of the county before that I know of. So those are a couple of things. The other thing that I get questions about is when is the library going to be rebuilt? And once these other two projects get done, I think they'll be starting on the library later this year. So those are the major rebuild items that still have to be done, and progress is being made on that.
Right. So let's also talk about you know, some of the other services the cities you know, offer that, you know, sometimes people have some concerns about, like, you know, police and fire and public works. What are some of your thoughts on getting those to a level that, you know, serves the people the best?
Well, I think we're there to a large part right now. A couple of things, you know, there's been items discussed about disbanding the police department,
right,
and turning back over to the sheriff's department. But what a lot of people may not know is for the last several years, Lynn Haven's been rated as one of the 10 safest cities in the state of Florida, and also one of the top safest cities in the U.S. per capita. So I think we're doing some things right there.
Something might be all right there.
Police-wise, our police, according to the police department, the response time on calls for the police department are about 2 minutes to anywhere in Lynn Haven. So I'm not sure if disbanding the police department would...
Yeah, that's probably not the best route to go
yet. It's probably not going to increase those. Now, as far as fire goes... response time on fire department is about 4 minutes from what I'm told. So mm-hmm. Great responses and really a great public servants.
Yeah, without a doubt.
First responders.
So what other issues do you hold near and dear that you want to address as a commissioner for Lynn Haven?
Well, public safety is one for sure. And we've got to continue working on the infrastructure. Like I mentioned, mm-hmm. Parks are really important to me. I've been involved with youth sports and parks and things like that for a long time. Some of the things we've got going on, like I did mention, the sports complex reopening. We've got an exciting project that's been several years in the making, Rails to Trails.
Right. Finally underway.
It is underway. And if you drive by any of the places where it crosses Mosley Drive or Highway 77 and look down there, you can see that all the work that they're doing on that is supposed to be finished, I think, by August of this year. The city got a $4.5 million grant from the state to do that. So that's really not costing the city anything to build that. The other, you know, Sheffield Park, that's another convenient park that hosts a lot of events for the city. Mm-hmm. It has a playground for the kids and everything. All the events there that the city sponsors are free to the public, you know, bring your chairs for the concert series and that type of thing. They're trying something different this year as far as the concerts go. They're going to be on Friday nights this spring rather than Thursday when they have, as they have been in the past. And those will be starting on the 24th of March and running through the middle part of May.
Good deal.
So a lot of exciting things that the city does, a lot of quality of life issues like parks, and I hear people talk about the Lynn Haven schools, and that's another reason people are moving to Lynn Haven is because of the schools. Businesses are constantly inquiring about moving to Lynn Haven. I know our economic development people say hardly a week goes by that they don't hear from somebody wanting to relocate to Lynn Haven. So pretty exciting, and Lynn Haven is growing, and we just want to continue that growth.
So speaking about businesses, you know, obviously we talk with, every time we talk with a politician, we always hear the incentives, you know, to get businesses. And I know a lot of people don't understand the incentive part, but what is your thoughts on being able to attract more businesses to Lynn Haven? How would you go about doing that as a commissioner?
Well, I think, like you say, incentives are a part of that, whether it be tax incentives or whatever. I know through my work with the CRA board, we have some incentives to try to get new businesses. We help with storefront assistance, say an older building or something that needs to be repaired or updated. We've got some programs in place to do some of those things. We've got some residential paint programs if people are interested, kind of fixing up their homes. There's some programs that'll help with that. Each business situation is kind of different, and
But you're all about incentivizing to Lynn Haven. You
know, whatever we can do to attract people to Lynn Haven, I think we need to do, and whether it be tax incentives or whatever. But there are some projects in the works to develop some areas. The old fuel depot, there's a proposal to create a development there, which will be some commercial and residential development, which we'll be hearing more about as we go through the next year or so.
I'm sure we will. So, Joe, if somebody wants to find out more about you or ask you further questions, how can people get in touch with you?
They can check the Bay Votes website. All my contact information is there. Our website, we had a few technical issues yesterday with our website and all, but it is votejoebrown.com on the website, and we'll have our Facebook and social media up and running today. So we should, but Bay Votes is the best place.
Bayvotes.org. It's got all that info right there.
Correct.
Joe Brown, I want to thank you for coming in and talking about your candidacy, and best of luck with that. Seat number one in Lynn Haven with the commission. The election is obviously April 18th. And again, if somebody's got questions, reach out to you, you know, because I say it all the time. If a politician doesn't want to actually answer the questions, that's a problem. And if you don't reach out to the politicians, that's a problem. So get out there and ask the questions.
Yeah, please do. I'll talk to anyone with questions. I'll be glad to answer.
Absolutely. Awesome. Joe, thank you so much for coming on. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is the Brian Rush Show, and you're listening to News Talk at 101. Good morning.